All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. I'm Matt Kasar, here with my special guest, Mr. Bernie Worrell. Welcome, Bernie.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure to meet with you here. We're here at the Washington Diner having a lunch and getting to talk to a true music legend. And I know you've been compared to Mozart and guys like that from the past, but started piano at age 3.
Just 3 and a half.
3 and a half.
First concert was at 4 years ago.
Yeah. I know that goes way, way back, and obviously you're not going to have any super clear memories of that, but do you have any thoughts from that time? Does anything still stay with you?
The only thing I can remember is after my mother thought that there was something there, my mother taught me a scale. I don't know which scale it was,
yeah.
But I used to go to the piano every day and play it perfectly. So the story goes. And so she thought that there was something there. So she tried to find a teacher, someone to teach me. And at that time, no one had ever taught anybody that young.
Right.
And she finally found this lady, became my godmother and my teacher. I passed all of her eighth grade students at the age of 4. I had my first classical concert at 4 years old.
Wow. Well, was your mother a musician herself? Was she a professional?
My mother was a vocalist, and she could play, could read enough to accompany herself, singing like little solo pieces. She sang in the church choir, Baptist choir, and she sang at local teas, local functions, fashion shows. And she could play just enough to accompany herself. Not fluent.
Yeah.
She could pick out the notes. And that's the only...
That's where it all began.
Yes. That's all my recollection.
And then from that point on, you know, starting something that young, you know, child prodigy is the label that you get.
Yeah.
I guess you got a lot of attention, right, as a kid?
Yes. Well, I kind of remember, I guess they were professional booking people.
Okay.
There's a child prodigy in town. They wanted to swoop me up and, you know, go on a tour and, money.
Yeah, now people are going to start making money on
it. My mother said no.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let that happen, and because she had a mother wit.
Yeah, she wanted to protect her from all that.
Yes. And so that didn't happen. And then we moved to, this was in Long Branch, New Jersey. I was born in Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And my parents moved to Plainfield when I was 8 years old. And she found another lady who I became her favorite amongst all her students who were high school and whatnot. Miss Faye Barnaby Kent. And she was a pupil of Edward MacDowell, who was one of the first American composers. So she took me in. My mother used to trade paying for my lessons while doing housework for her. And it became her favorite. she hooked me up with the professor from New York College of Music, Professor John Nogi. He's passed away. Well, they're all passed away. And that's where I had harmony and theory lessons at age 8. I wrote my first piano concerto at 8. And
that's just incredible.
And at 10 years old, I played 3 piano concertos with part of the Plainfield Symphony and Washington Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
So I was
that's quite
classically trained all the way up through college.
Yeah.
The conservatory. They skipped me into second year harmony and theory in my freshman year because I was advanced.
Were the other kids jealous, or did they enjoy watching someone like that play?
Well,